Well, thank you for that great singing.
Merci pour
you lead us. Will you stand and open us in prayer, please?
Juste, peux-tu lever et nous ouvrir par la prière, s'il te plaît?
Thank you, Lord, that you have ordained this time, and that you have answered our journey, O God, bring him again to spend the time like this with us. Lord, we pray that as we meet and as we listen, we appreciate. Let us not forget what we listen, let us not forget what we read, let us be able to keep it to be a help of us to God. Bless this time, Father. Use this time. Oh Lord, change our life so that when we leave this place, we'll leave with our strong. We'll leave with different perspective for God and our future. Thank you because you are always faithful. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. And I thank you, gentlemen, for singing out.
Maintenant, je vous remercie, messieurs, d'avoir sorti à la voix.
I do not advocate men replacing women in worship.
Non, je ne suis pas en train de dire que les hommes remplacent les femmes dans l'adoration.
But I advocate them taking back their rightful place in worship.
Donc, je souhaite qu'ils puissent prendre leur bonne place dans l'adoration.
So, we can have some songs that are for altos and sopranos and tenors.
Donc nous avons des chants qui sont plus chantés par des altos et vous alors un soprano ou alors un autre chose.
But we need to bring back the great hymns where baritones and basses can also sing.
Donc nous devons ramener les grands chants qui sont chantés par des baritons où les gens avaient des voix basses.
Men have an equal right of worship in church. And I can understand for the ladies, when you have a baritone leading worship, it is hard to join in, isn't it? To get correct pitch. But you have to understand when you have an alto or a soprano starting the song, you're going to eliminate the men. So we need both. Well, having said that, we are going to look at differing views of Scripture. Now, the reason this is important, you may find that you hold one of the false views. What does James 1 say? When we look in the Word of God, it's like a mirror. Does the mirror do us any good if we do not make changes? No.
No.
And some people look in the mirror and it just upsets them. Some people stand on the scale to see how much they weigh. It just upsets them. They make a bad grade on their exam. Why doesn't the teacher like me? These people are neither going to change nor learn. And I thank God from my earliest days, He gave me grace. I received Christ when I was 16. The man who led me to Christ began me on two disciplines. Reading the Bible, memorizing Scripture. Now, I just memorized the Scripture I liked. verses that comforted me. And ones I could use to witness.
Et les versets aussi que je pouvais utiliser pour témoigner.
Past tense.
Et les moyens dix.
Yeah. The first passage I ever memorized.
Le premier passage que j'ai mémorisé.
Matthew 28.
Matthieu 28.
No, Matthew 11.
Matthieu 11.
28 to 30.
Matthieu 11, 28 à 30.
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden.
Venez à moi, vous tous qui êtes fatigués et chargés.
Take my yoke upon me. For I am gentle and humble in spirit. And the yoke I will give you is easy. And the load I will put on you is light. Wow, that's a great verse. I love that. Comforting.
Acts 4:12.
For there is no other name given among men under heaven by which we may be saved. Acts 4:12. That was the second verse I remember. And so that was a great verse too. Because I didn't have to do anything. The other guy had to do something. But I began reading through the Bible. Matthew 1. Well, I wasn't too convicted. Matthew 2, 3, and 4. Well, Jesus is born, calling the disciples, it's kind of challenging. 5, Jesus is baptized. 5, 6, and 7. Every 4 or 5 verses, I got out of my bed and on my knees. Conviction after conviction after conviction. So I praise God rather than quitting. I began realizing that Jesus did not just want me to save me, but also wanted to be my Lord. So that is our goal in the Word of God. When we look in the mirror and see something we don't like, we have 2 choices. Change or quit looking. Well, by God's grace, we will all be ones who are always changing. When I was a university student, first making disciples, guys in my Bible study would say, John, why can't you accept me for who I am? I said, I don't like the way you are. And I don't like the way I am. The only person I like the way he is Jesus Christ. I'm in this game to change. To be like Jesus. So if you want in, come on in. I don't want you to feel bad. But if you're coming to a Bible study to look in the mirror and just make observations about the mirror instead of changing because of what you see, then you come to the wrong place. So, what are the views of Scripture? The first is cults. The Word of God is understood and interpreted in the light of our new religion. Like Islam. They don't say the Bible is not good. They just say you understand it. in the light of Islam.
Dans l'Église, c'est que vous la comprenez à la lumière de l'Islam.
Mormons,
les Mormons,
Jehovah's Witnesses,
les témoins de Jéhovah,
Christian Science,
la science chrétienne,
Hindus,
les Hindous,
they will all accept the Bible.
Ils vont tous accepter la Bible.
They just say their writings have authority over it.
Dans l'Église, c'est juste qu'ils ont sur l'autorité sur qui est monsieur.
If you want to understand the Bible,
si tu veux comprendre la Bible,
you read the Quran, or you read the Book of Islam, or you read the Book of Mormon, or they have, or Vishnu, Book of the Dead, or any other
writing.
Jehovah's Witness Watchtower. But that's wrong. Yeah. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. So, there is only one God, and we reject all idols. All of these idols are false. There are the false gods of physical idols. Deuteronomy 6:12. Then watch yourself that you do not forget the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery.
Deuteronomy 6:12.
We reject all of those false gods.
Nous rejetons tous ces faux dieux.
See verse 14.
Donc, regardez, verset
14. You shall not follow other gods.
Vous ne deviez pas suivre d'autres dieux.
Yeah. We don't make graven images.
We don't bow down before them.
We don't pray to them.
Nous ne les prions pas.
We reject them.
Nous les rejetons.
Or there is another God, the God of materialism. Colossians 3:5 says greed is a form of idolatry. Greed is a form of idolatry.
Okay?
And 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says knowledge is a form of idolatry. So idolatry can be a physical item. It can be materialism or knowledge. All can be made into idols. And it is possible to begin subjecting the Word of God to these new gods. First Timothy 2:5. There is one God and one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. Revelation 22:18-19. We do not add to or take away from the written word of God. So, many people view the word of God is valid, only it's understood in terms of other religions. Other knowledge
or
materialism.
Ou alors de la matérialisme.
Those can all be religions and idols.
Donc, toutes ces choses peuvent être des choses religieuses et même devenir des idoles.
So, God's name is not Allah.
Donc, le nom de Dieu n'est pas Allah.
God has a name.
Donc, Dieu a un nom.
Jesus' name is not Krishna.
Donc, le nom de Jésus-Christ n'est pas Krishna.
Jesus has a name.
Jésus a un nom.
God the Holy Spirit is not female.
Donc, Dieu le Saint-Esprit n'est pas féminin.
He is the third person of the Trinity.
C'est la troisième personne de la Trinité.
He has a name.
Il a un nom.
And he has an identity.
Et il a une identité.
And we do not subject the doctrine of the Trinity,
et nous ne soumettons pas la doctrine de la Trinité,
or the doctrine of God,
ou la doctrine de Dieu,
to false religions. You cannot know God through the Quran.
Donc vous ne pouvez pas connaître Dieu à travers le Coran.
The Quran is poison.
Le Coran est un poison.
I would encourage you not to read the Quran.
Je vais vous encourager à ne pas lire le Coran.
I would encourage you not to read demonic literature.
Donc je vous encourage à ne pas lire des littératures démoniaques.
What is the power of God for salvation?
Quelle est la puissance de Dieu pour le salut?
To the Jew first.
Pour les Juifs premièrement.
But also to the Muslim.
Mais aussi.
What is the power of God for salvation? The gospel. And the gospel is revealed to us in the written word of God. So we do not subject the gospel to anything.
Yeah.
I'll show you something I use at university students. University students, the 7-day creation is tough, isn't it? Isn't that tough? You get teased a lot. Everybody believes in the 7-day creation.
Superstitious.
We all know the world is millions of years
old.
Yeah. And so I tell university students, that I have a book that will prove creationism. Would you be interested in knowing the name of that book? Would you? Wouldn't that be good to have? Then when people talk about evolution, you would have a book that definitively proves evolution is wrong. It's for sale here in Cameroon. Would you like to know the name of the book? It's the book of Hebrews. Yeah, it's in the Bible. Verse 11, verse 3. Would you read that, please? Hebrews 11, 3. Now, when I say that, everybody goes, oh. Because they have an idol called knowledge. And they want their idol to prove the Bible is true. I could care less what their idol says. This is what God says. How do we understand that the world is created in 7 days? By what? By faith. That's right. Sure. By faith. So guard yourself from idols. The word of God is not understood or interpreted by other religions. Then there is apostolic Christianity. That's number B in your notes. The word of God is understood and interpreted in the light of continuing apostolic authority. Now, what are examples of this? Well, most what we call high churches hold to this view. The Catholic Church says that the decrees of the Pope and the Church Fathers supersede those of the Bible. Yeah. What is the term we give 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus? We call them the pastoral epistles. Now they are written for everybody. But many things address deacons, elders, and pastors. Now in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, what does it say about forbidding ministers to marry? What does it say? Don't read the passage to me. Just tell me. What characterizes the teaching that ministers should not marry? Who can tell me? Okay, now, I am a Baptist minister. Baptists believe in free will. But I am also ordained in the Presbyterian Church. What do they believe? Predestination. So, I will ask you first a question as a Baptist minister. Give you free will. If no one says anything, I will become a Presbyterian. And we will find out who was predestined. So, now I am a Presbyterian. Julius! What does it say? Do not read the passage. What does it say about people who forbid marriage? Julius. You can't look at me for the answer. 1 Timothy 4. Yeah. Then we look at verses 1 Timothy 4. You look at verse 2 and 3. Do not read the passage. Tell me what it says about people who forbid marriage.
As pastor.
What has happened to them? They're hypocrites? Good, that's good. Yeah. What else? What's happened to their conscience?
Julius.
Don't read it to me, tell me about it.
They don't know
that,
but they are not controlled by their conscience.
Yeah.
Ils sont
pas
contrôlés par
leur conscience.
Just by their
thoughts. So they don't think pastors should marry? Maybe they saw a vision or something. Okay, you can have a seat. So that's why priests don't marry. Because some pope had a vision and declared priests didn't marry. Now, if he had been subjection to God's word, then they would have tested the vision, and priests would still marry. But do you see how that works? The word of God is understood and tested and interpreted by apostolic authority. Church fathers, the council of bishops. Now the Bible forbids homosexuality. Why do Anglicans, Church of England, allow homosexual ministers? Why do they do that? Because the Council of Bishops has said they can. But they don't have that authority.
Mais
Another example of apostolic Christianity is the Pentecostal and Charismatic Church.
No, you know, another example is l'église pentecôtiste et charismatique.
They have direct revelation from God.
Ils ont des révélations directes qui viennent de Dieu.
I have a word from God.
J'ai une parole qui vient de Dieu.
I have a prophecy.
J'ai une prophétie.
I have a word of knowledge from God.
J'ai une parole de connaissance qui vient de
now,
Dieu.
If it is the word of God, if God is saying it,
de
what should
parole,
we do with that?
Si c'est la parole de Dieu que Dieu est en train de le dire, qu'est-ce que nous devrions en faire?
What should we do with it?
Qu'est-ce que nous devrions en faire?
We should write it down.
Nous devrions l'écrire, cette révélation.
And staple it in our Bible.
Et l'ajouter dans notre Bible.
Now this is one thing.
Maintenant, ça, c'est une chose.
McDonald,
I was praying this morning over Matthew 6:33. And God convicted me.
Et Dieu m'a convaincu. Donc, que je ne sois pas plus focalisé seulement sur l'amour chrétien.
And then I thought of you, my friend McDonald.
Et j'ai pensé à toi, mon ami McDonald. Donc, je pense que toi et moi devons prier par rapport à sa volonté.
So I want you to know I'm praying Matthew 6:33 for you.
Donc, tu veux que tu saches que je prie Matthieu 6:33 pour toi. Et voilà sa réponse.
Now, am I saying I have a word from God?
Mais si je dis que j'ai une parole qui vient de Dieu.
No, I'm saying God spoke to me from His word.
Je dis que Dieu m'a dit à partir de sa parole.
Here is the word of God.
Voici sa parole de Dieu.
Perhaps God is speaking to you too.
Et donc cela s'adresse aussi à toi.
Where is the authority?
Où est l'autorité?
God's word of God.
C'est la parole de Dieu.
McDonald,
j'étais en train de prier. J'ai une parole de Dieu qui est pour toi. Réponds-toi. Et toi, donne ton Dieu. En ta sainteté sera ta bénédiction. Et dans ta chemin au monde sera ta malédiction. Comment est-ce que cela est différent?
I'm claiming to be God's mouthpiece, aren't I?
Donc, je suis en train de déclarer que je suis la bouche de Dieu.
That's a big difference.
Ça, c'est une grande différence.
We live in the age of the written revelation of the Word of God.
Nous vivons le temps de la parole de Dieu écrite et révélée.
All prophecy is from the Word of God.
Toutes les prophéties sont de la parole de Dieu. Je peux prophétiser.
You want to hear me prophesy?
Vous voulez m'entendre prophétiser?
Who would like to hear me prophesy?
Qui aimerait m'entendre prophétiser?
Would you like me?
Vous aimez?
Okay.
D'accord.
Hebrews 9:27.
Hébreux 9:27.
It is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment.
Il est réservé à l'homme de mourir une seule fois, après quoi vient le jugement.
Hebrews 9:27.
Hébreux 9:27.
I claim.
Je déclare.
To speak the word of God.
De parler la parole de Dieu.
With chapter and verse.
Avec le chapitre et le verset.
This man also claims to speak the word of God.
Cet homme aussi déclare parler la parole de Dieu.
I die.
Je vais mourir.
I went to heaven.
Je suis allé dans les cieux.
I was revived.
J'ai été ressuscité.
Now I'm coming back.
Maintenant je reviens.
Tell me what I saw.
Maintenant regarde, dis-moi ce que j'ai vu.
I claim to have the word of God.
J'ai déclaré ici par la parole de Dieu. Tu vas mourir une seule fois.
And then from the Gospels,
et ici à partir de l'Évangile
and the epistles,
et des Épîtres,
I can give you a limited knowledge of heaven.
Je peux vous donner une connaissance limitée des cieux.
Deutéronome 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord.
Les choses secrètes appartiennent au Seigneur.
The things revealed belong to God and all this generation.
Donc les choses révélées appartiennent à Dieu et aux autres générations.
He claims to have died.
Et celui-là déclare qu'il est mort. Non, mais qui n'a pas connu le jugement. Mais il dit qu'il est encore revenu à la vie. Il déclare qu'il va mourir deux fois, peut-être trois fois. Et qui peut vous dire les choses pour qu'il a vu dans les cieux. Et il dit que c'est des choses qui sont dans la Bible. Nous allons suivre à qui? Qui est en train de dire la vérité?
You claim to believe the Bible.
Vous déclarez que vous croyez à la Bible.
You will buy his book.
Donc vous devez aussi lui acheter son livre.
You will be more comforted
by his lies.
Et vous allez plutôt être plus confortable par ses mensonges.
Then you find the will by the word of God.
Au lieu d'être plutôt par la parole de Dieu.
Am I right?
Est-ce que j'ai raison?
I'm right, aren't I?
J'ai raison, pas.
There's going to be a seminar.
Il y aura un séminaire.
I'm going to teach on heaven and hell.
Je vais enseigner sur l'esprit des cieux et sur ce qu'il y a en enfer.
You're going to have to do Bible study.
Tu dois faire l'étude biblique.
You're going to have to memorize scripture.
Tu devras mémoriser les écritures.
Come with your Bibles and notebooks.
Et venir avec vos Bibles et les cahiers.
It's going to be academically challenging
et ce
and
sera
a lot of hard work.
Un défi académique et beaucoup de travail.
Brother Schlambach.
Le frère Peter Schlambach.
The Holy Spirit Four Square Glorious Deliverance Crusade.
La croisade du Saint-Esprit de fausse gloire.
He's died.
La croisade, il est mort, il est revenu.
He's been to heaven.
Il était dans les cieux.
Et
dans, il est allé en enfer.
Jesus has appeared to him.
Et Jésus lui est apparu.
He talks to demons.
Et il parle aux démons.
He's going to tell you all about his experiences.
Et il va vous parler de toutes ses expériences qu'il a vécues.
And then he's going to pay the offering.
Et ensuite, il va prendre une offrande.
In my seminar,
et dans mon séminaire,
all the materials are free.
Tout le matériel est gratuit.
Where are you going to go?
Vous allez où? Allez où?
They're the same meetings.
Et c'est les mêmes.
No, I'm serious. I'll tell you where you're going to go.
Je vais vous dire.
You love Jesus.
Je vous dis où vous allez aller. Vous déclarez que vous aimez Jésus-Christ.
You claim to believe the Bible.
Vous croyez que vous allez à la Bible.
But you are going to go and pay and hear lies.
Et vous allez payer pour écouter des mensonges au lieu d'étudier la parole de Dieu.
See, that's why Jesus said, if possible, even the elect will be deceived.
Donc, c'est pourquoi Jésus dit qu'il est possible que même que les gens soient, les personnes élues soient vraiment trompées.
These are dark spiritual ages.
Ça nous sort que l'âge noir et ténébreux et spirituel.
People are freeing you from the word of God.
Les gens sont en train de vous éloigner plutôt de la parole de Dieu.
Are you married?
Est-ce que vous êtes marié?
They will free you from divorce.
Et ils vont vous entraîner plutôt vers.
They will free you to divorce.
Ils vont vous éloigner plutôt pour le divorce.
Are you happily married?
Est-ce que vous êtes content de votre mariage?
They will free you from subjection and obedience to your husband.
Ils vont chercher à vous libérer plutôt de la soumission à votre mari.
Do you want to have your own ministry?
Vous voulez plutôt avoir votre propre ministère?
They will free you from being a helpmate.
Donc ils vont vous libérer plutôt de.
If you want to teach men, they will free you to teach men.
Are
you tired of studying God's Word? They will free you to hear voices in your head and call it the Word of God. Do you want to put your wife to work so that you can do the ministry? They will free you to do that. You want to be out five nights a week rather than at home ministering to your wife and children? They will free you to do that. You want your wife to teach the children rather than you, as the Bible commands? They will free you from that responsibility. You want to pay bribes? They'll free you to do that. You want to smoke and drink and swear? They'll free you to do that. Are you tired of memorizing scripture? They will free you from doing that.
Yeah.
They've come to free you. Do you not want to take time to study the Bible about heaven and hell?
Et
l'enfer.
They'll free you from that.
Ils vont vous libérer de cela.
Just go listen to their experiences.
Donc, juste en vous poussant à écouter à leurs expériences.
But I do not come to free you from the Word of God.
Mais je suis pas venu pour vous libérer de la parole de Dieu.
I come to bring you into subjection to the Word of God.
Je suis venu pour vous amener à la soumission à la parole de Dieu.
I memorized my first Bible verse in 1968.
J'ai mémorisé mon premier verset biblique en 1968.
I memorized my last Bible verse in 2014. And by God's grace, in September of
2014,
that's when I will have memorized my last Bible verse. And until God takes my mind, or my life, I will continue. I will continue.
Je vais continuer.
And it gets harder and harder.
Et ça va devenir de plus en plus dur, dur, dur.
But that's the Christian life.
Mais ça, c'est la vie
to take up your cross and follow Him.
C'est de prendre sa foi et de le suivre.
And so-called apostles
et les soi-disant appelés apôtres,
and popes
et les papes,
and bishops
et les évêques,
or country leaders
et les directeurs nationaux,
or whatever they're called
et quel que soit ce qu'ils sont appelés,
cannot free you from the Word of God. So you have to decide what you're about. You close the book. You turn off the TV. And you walk out of the meeting. If they place the Word of God under their apostolic authority. Yeah. One of the main dangers of apostolic authority is extra biblical revelation. What is extra biblical revelation? What do I mean by that? What do I mean by extra biblical? In addition to the Bible.
That's right.
I want you to think of this. We have Adam and Eve, right?
Nous avons Adam et Eve, n'est-ce pas?
That's the Garden of Eden.
Ça, c'est dans le jardin d'Eden.
Genesis 1, right?
J'ai dans Genèse 1.
And then we walk forward.
Et nous marchons maintenant encore sur la parole.
To Exodus.
Jusqu'au livre d'Exode.
And Moses at Sinai.
Et nous avons Moïse au mont Sinaï.
Okay. That was a period of mystical revelation.
C'était la période de la révélation mystique.
Not written.
La parole n'était pas écrite.
Mystical revelation.
La révélation était mystique.
Now, how did Moses get the information in Genesis?
Mais comment est-ce que Moïse a eu des informations concernant la période de Genèse?
Did he compile the oral records of the Jews?
Est-ce qu'il a mis ensemble tous les ce qui était enregistré, tout ce qui est de par les Juifs, oral?
Did he?
Est-ce qu'il a mis ensemble tout ce qu'il avait appris par les Juifs?
Is that how they knew about Adam and Eve and Noah and Babel?
Ils ont su à propos d'Adam et Ève, Noé et les autres choses de la Bible de cette période.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac et Jacob.
The oral revelation.
Est-ce que c'était pas la révélation orale?
Oui ou non?
Oui ou non?
No.
No.
There is no record in the Bible of oral tradition.
Donc il n'y a pas un endroit où on qui enregistre dans la Bible de tradition orale.
Moses received, the Bible says, all of that information at Sinai.
Moïse a reçu toute la Bible, la partie de la Bible et tout ce qui est dans le mont Sinaï.
Now, the Jews had a rudimentary history.
Les Juifs ont une manière d'entrer dans l'histoire.
But secular history is different from biblical revelation.
L'histoire séculaire est différente de la révélation biblique.
God spoke, Moses wrote.
Donc, Dieu a parlé et Moïse a écrit.
And that's how we got the first five books of the Old Testament.
Donc, c'est comme ça que nous avons eu les cinq premiers livres de l'Ancien Testament.
Now, in the miracle church,
maintenant, dans une église, un miracle,
Moses is the miracle worker.
Moïse est celui qui est l'ouvrier de miracle.
He throws his rod and it becomes a snake.
Il a jeté son bâton et le bâton est devenu un serpent.
Now we have two problems.
Nous avons deux problèmes avec cela.
What's the first problem?
Quel est le premier problème?
Satan's magicians did the same thing.
Les magiciens de Satan ont fait la même chose d'Égypte.
Any demon can turn a rod into a snake. Any demon can make water into blood. Any demon can make a storm begin and end. Now wait a minute. I've just said some things. What do you want?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez?
You want something from me.
Vous voulez quelque chose qui vient de moi.
What do you want?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez?
You want a chapter verse.
Vous voulez le chapitre,
yes,
le verset.
If you read the account of Moses before Pharaoh's magicians,
si vous regardez l'histoire, ce que Moïse a raconté devant le magicien de Pharaon,
you will find that they duplicated his first series of miracles.
Vous voyez qu'ils ont dupliqué cette série de miracles aussi. Ils ont fait la
and if you read Job chapter 1,
et si vous lisez dans le livre de Job chapitre 1,
you can see that Satan has the power to begin and end storms. So if Moses is the miracle worker, which he was, but if that is our primary template of Moses, then we'll follow any miracle worker who comes along. Yeah. Is it your contention that if a man can do signs and wonders, he's from God? Yeah, is that your contention? That if people do signs and wonders, they are from God? Is that the proof?
Est-ce que c'est ça la preuve?
We know in Thessalonians, demons do signs and wonders.
Nous savons que dans le livre de Thessaloniciens, dans Thessalonique, les gens faisaient des signes et des miracles.
So Moses did do miracles, but that is not the template we follow.
Donc Moïse a fait des miracles, mais ça ce n'est pas le modèle que nous suivons.
Who is the greatest prophet ever to live?
Quel le plus grand prophète qui a jamais vécu?
What does the Bible say?
Qu'est-ce que la Bible dit?
John the Baptist.
Est-ce que c'est Jean-Baptiste?
Did he do a miracle?
Est-ce que Jean-Baptiste a fait des miracles?
No, he didn't.
Non, il n'a pas fait.
So now you have another problem.
Maintenant, vous avez un autre problème.
If your template of your godly leader is a miracle lead worker,
donc maintenant, si l'échantillon de votre faisant leader qui faisant des miracles,
you'll choose a disciple of Satan over John the Baptist. Some of you will follow some apostle who frees you from the Word of God. Yet this apostle does miracles. And desert Peter's, who will train you under the Word of God, though he never does a miracle. You need to know what you are about. So, what we want from Moses is not the miracle worker, but the lawgiver. That's the template. You say Moses was a great man of God. And then you say, what did he do? What will people say? Parted the Red Sea. Delivered the people of Israel. Did the miracles in front of Pharaoh. Any demon can do those things. What did Moses do? He gave us the written Word of God.
Il nous a donné la parole de Dieu écrite.
That can only come from God.
Et ça seulement peut venir de Dieu.
So we live in an age of written revelation.
Et si nous vivons le temps de la révélation écrite,
and as such, we reject all extra biblical revelation.
Et ainsi nous rejetons toute révélation extra-biblique.
Now you want something from me.
Maintenant vous voulez quelque chose qui vient de moi.
You need to think. I have just said you reject all extra-biblical revelation. Okay, okay. Then you go sit down in another Bible teacher.
Maintenant vous allez vous asseoir et écouter un autre enseignant biblique. Il a une forte personnalité.
He argues for biblical revelation.
Il argumente okay. Sur les fausses.
And then you come back to me,
et maintenant vous venez encore vers moi.
Him,
et vous allez vers lui.
And every wave of doctrine you're tossed around.
Et ici, à tout vent de doctrine, vous suivez.
You gain your salvation and lose it.
Vous gagnez votre salut et vous le perdez.
You gain confidence in the Bible and lose it.
Vous gagnez la confiance en la Bible et ensuite vous la perdez.
7 days, creation,
7 jours de la création. Et 7 millions d'années.
Eternal security.
Éternelle sécurité éternelle. Et encore vous perdez votre salut. La Bible seulement.
The vision crusade.
Vous avez aussi la croisade des visions. Est-ce que c'est comme ça que vous voulez mener pour vivre votre vie?
Always trying to learn but never arriving at the truth.
Mais toujours essayant d'apprendre mais ne pas arriver à la vérité.
It's time to nail it down.
Non, mais c'est le moment vraiment de clouer cela.
You want a chapter and verse.
Vous devez chercher le chapitre et le verset.
Just because I'm white and you're senior doesn't mean I get to say the word of God from my mind. And just because your pastor is your senior, or your bishop is your senior, he doesn't have the right to tell you not to think. You want a Bible verse.
Vous voulez un verset biblique.
Ladies,
mesdames,
turn to Revelation 22, 18 and 19.
Tournez vos Bibles à Apocalypse 22.
Gentlemen,
messieurs,
please turn to 1 Corinthians.
S'il vous plaît, ouvrez vos Bibles à 1 Corinthiens
4, verse 6.
1 Corinthiens 4, verset 6.
Now, this is Paul addressing the church of Corinth.
C'est Paul qui s'adresse ici à l'église de Corinth.
The church of Corinth had a problem.
L'église de Corinth avait un problème.
They were way too fascinated with miracles and knowledge.
Donc, ils étaient vraiment prêts à signer et attendre les miracles.
Mystical events.
Les événements mystiques.
Chaos in the church.
Il y avait du chaos plutôt dans l'église.
Right. 1 Corinthians 4,
1 Corinthians 4
verse 6.
Verse 6.
Okay? Who would like to read that? Okay? Please read so everyone can hear.
S'il te plaît, lis, peut-être que toute personne peut comprendre. Now, brother, I have applied these things to myself and Apollos.
Okay, now wait. Just stay there. Who do you apply it to? First, that's him.
À lui-même.
He is the great writer.
Il est le grand écrivain.
Who else did he apply it to?
Il a appliqué cela qui?
Apollos is the great preacher.
Et Apollos est le grand prédicateur.
The greatest writer of scriptures.
Le grand écrivain des écritures.
The greatest preacher of scripture.
Le grand prédicateur des écritures.
Now what does he apply to them?
Et les qu'est-ce qu'il leur a appliqué?
Now, both he and Apollos are subject to this rule, and this is a beneficial rule. Can you see this? Paul the Apostle, the very author of Holy Scripture, Apollos, the great orator of Scripture, they have both subjected themselves to a discipline.
Ils se sont soumis les deux à une discipline.
And it's for benefit.
Et cela, c'est pour le bénéfice.
And what is that?
Et quel est cela?
Keep reading.
Continue bien.
So that you may learn from us the meaning of the saying, do not go beyond what is written.
Do not go beyond what is written.
N'allez pas au-delà de ce qui est écrit. Vous pouvez vous asseoir.
He said, learn this from us. I write the Holy Scripture under inspiration, but I don't exceed it.
Donc, j'écris sous l'inspiration de Saint-Esprit, mais je ne devrais pas aller au-delà de cela.
Apollo preaches it.
Apollos l'a prêché.
But he doesn't exceed it.
Et il n'a pas excédé cela.
So,
ne pas aller au-delà.
Adam. To Moses.
De Adam à Moïse.
Mystical revelation.
La révélation mystique.
Moses.
À partir de Moïse.
From Sinai.
Jusqu'à partir du mont Sinaï.
To the apostle John.
Jusqu'à l'apôtre Jean.
The Isle of Patmos.
La ligne de Patmos.
Mystical and written revelation.
Et il y avait la révélation mystique et la révélation écrite.
The apostle John.
À partir de l'apôtre Jean.
Until death.
Jusqu'à la mort.
Or the return of Christ.
Jusqu'au retour de Jésus-Christ.
Written revelation.
La révélation écrite.
We are in the period of written revelation.
Nous vivons la période de la révélation écrite.
And we are told not to exceed what is written.
Et nous sommes enseignés à ne pas excéder ce qui est écrit.
Deuteronomy 29:29.
Deutéronome 29:29.
The secret things belong to the Lord.
Les choses secrètes appartiennent au Seigneur.
The things revealed.
Les choses révélées.
They belong to man.
Qui appartiennent à l'homme.
In heaven, will you have perfect bodies?
Est-ce que dans les cieux, est-ce que vous allez avoir des corps parfaits?
Yes.
Oui.
The Bible says so.
La Bible le dit.
How old will you be in heaven?
Combien âgé allez-vous être dans les cieux? Combien vieux? La Bible ne le dit pas. Est-ce qu'il y aura les bébés? Est-ce qu'il y aura les personnes plus vieilles? Est-ce qu'il y aura les adolescents? Combien vieux est-ce que vous allez être dans les cieux? Mais les gens vont vous dire une chose.
Okay.
Oui.
If you go to read the books,
et dit que si tu vas plutôt lire les livres,
or listen to the CDs,
ou alors si tu suis la CD,
or watch the videos,
ou si tu regardes les vidéos,
or go to the meetings,
ou alors tu vas à les réunions,
people who've died and gone to heaven,
et de ces gens qui sont morts et qui sont allés dans en enfer,
they can tell you, can't they?
Ils peuvent vous dire. Est-ce qu'ils peuvent le faire?
But it's forbidden.
Mais cela est interdit.
Is it possible to know things that are forbidden?
Est-ce que c'est possible de connaître les choses qui sont interdites?
Can you know pornography?
Est-ce que vous pouvez connaître la pornographie?
Is it possible to know pornography?
Est-ce que c'est possible de connaître la pornographie?
Is it?
Est-ce que c'est possible?
Is it forbidden?
Est-ce que cela est interdit?
Yes. Is it possible to know other people's PIN, personal identification numbers?
Est-ce que c'est possible de connaître le point d'identification personnel de certaines personnes?
To access their bank accounts.
Est-ce que c'est pour avoir accès à leur
banque?
Est-ce que c'est possible?
Is it forbidden?
Est-ce que cela est interdit?
Yes.
Le numéro.
So there are things that are forbidden.
Donc, il y a des choses qui sont interdites.
And you need to begin thinking of extra biblical revelation like pornography.
Donc, et vous pouvez chercher à penser aux choses de la révélation extra-biblique telle que la pornographie.
It's forbidden.
Cela est interdit.
You don't go there.
Vous ne devez pas aller là-bas.
This is the age of written revelation.
Ça, c'est le temps de la révélation écrite.
After death experiences.
Après l'expérience après la mort,
vision,
les visions par exemple,
Jesus appearances,
les apparitions de Jésus,
messages from God,
les messages qui pourraient venir de Dieu.
How many of you know about someone or have heard about someone who claims that Jesus has appeared to them?
Et combien d'entre vous ont entendu parler de quelques personnes ou ont vu des personnes qui ont déclaré que Jésus leur est apparu?
How many have heard that?
Combien ont entendu cela?
Yeah. Okay. Read Hebrews 9.
Lisez Hébreux 9.
28.
28.
How many times will Jesus come?
Combien de fois est-ce que Jésus viendrait?
Hebrews 9:28.
Hébreux 9, 28.
He came first time to be born.
Et Jésus est venu la première fois pour naître.
And then after his resurrection, how many times will he come?
Et après la résurrection, combien de fois est-ce qu'il reviendrait?
Once.
Une seule fois.
And how many? And in Hebrews 9:27, how many times will he die?
Et combien de fois est-ce qu'il va mourir?
How many times will man die?
Combien de fois est-ce que les hommes vont mourir?
And in Hebrews 9:26, how many times will he die on the cross?
Combien de fois est-ce que Jésus va mourir à la croix?
Now, how many times does the Catholics, Holy Roman Catholic Church, say Christ is crucified?
Maintenant, combien de fois est-ce que les catholiques de l'Église romaine disent que Jésus-Christ a été crucifié?
Do you believe that?
Ils disent plusieurs fois. Et vous croyez à cela?
Oh. Do you believe people die and go to heaven?
Est-ce que vous croyez que les gens peuvent mourir et aller dans les cieux et revenir encore?
Do you believe people of Jesus appears to people and goes back to heaven?
Est-ce que Jésus-Christ est venu et la croix apparue à des gens et puis il est reparti encore dans les cieux?
Hebrews 9:25. One sacrifice.
Un seul sacrifice.
Hebrews 9:27. One human death.
Une seule mort humaine.
Hebrews
9:28.
One return of Christ.
Un seul retour de Jésus-Christ.
If you are going to make the return of Christ many,
et si vous voulez aller faire que le retour de Jésus-Christ soit plusieurs fois,
the one death many,
et que le sens d'une seule mort, une fois mort,
then you're going to have to allow the Lord's Supper to be the many sacrifices of Jesus.
Donc, à ce moment, vous allez aussi accepter que la Sainte-Cène soit représente de plusieurs sacrifices de Jésus.
Do you understand?
Est-ce que vous comprenez?
That's one paragraph.
Ça, c'est un paragraphe.
One, one, one.
Un.
They all mean one.
Et tout signifie un.
Or they are all mean many.
Ou alors tout signifie plusieurs.
You can't pick and choose.
Vous avez franchement fait à choisir.
Now, I say he did not go to heaven.
J'ai dit qu'il n'est pas allé dans les cieux.
He had a dream.
Il a eu un rêve.
He had a vision.
Il a eu une vision.
He was full of chemicals from his operation.
Il était rempli vraiment de produits chimiques pendant son opération.
His head was injured.
Et sa tête a été blessée.
He was deprived of oxygen.
Il était dépourvu d'oxygène.
I say he did not go to heaven.
J'ai dit qu'il n'est pas allé dans les cieux.
He says he does.
Et il dit que plutôt cela s'est passé.
He says you cannot deny my experience.
Et il me dit que je ne peux pas rejeter mon expérience.
What would you say?
Et qu'est-ce que je vais lui dire?
Experience is subject to the word of God.
Que l'expérience doit être plutôt soumise à la parole de Dieu.
You have a teenage daughter.
Vous avez une fille adolescente.
She wants to have sex with her boyfriend.
Elle veut avoir des relations sexuelles avec son ami garçon.
What do you tell her?
Qu'est-ce que je vais lui dire?
You have a teenage daughter.
Vous avez une fille adolescente.
I'm saying,
pretend. Je prétends que vous avez une adolescente fille. Elle n'est pas mariée.
She wants to have sex with her boyfriend.
Elle va avoir des relations sexuelles avec son ami garçon.
What do you say to her?
Qu'est-ce que tu vas lui dire?
It's forbidden instruction.
Donc c'est interdit par les Écritures.
I love him.
Elle te dit que je l'aime.
What do you say?
Qu'est-ce que tu vas dire?
Okay.
Oh, d'accord.
She says, but this is my experience. I love him.
Elle dit, c'est mon expérience, je l'aime.
Et
dans le mariage, c'est seulement un bout de papier. Et je voudrais lui montrer mon amour.
What do you say to her?
Qu'est-ce que tu vas lui dire?
Tu
as quelque chose à lui dire, tu devrais lui dire quelque chose.
Our emotions are subject to
the scripture. Tu vas lui dire que nos émotions doivent être soumises aux Écritures.
Well, the Bible says you die once.
Oui, la Bible dit que tu meurs une fois.
Then you believe this boy went to heaven and came back.
Et tu crois que cet homme est mort et qu'il est revenu.
And the Bible says we should get married.
Et la Bible dit que nous devons nous marier.
But my experience says I can have sex.
Mais mon expérience dit que je peux avoir des relations sexuelles.
You see the door you've opened?
Vous voyez la porte que vous avez ouverte?
The word of God is not interpreted by apostolic authority.
Donc la parole de Dieu n'est pas interprétée par l'autorité apostolique.
Not the Catholic Pope.
Non, pas le Pape catholique.
Not the Pentecost. Not the not the bishops of the Church of England. And not the bishops of your church. It's by the word of God.
Et la parole de Dieu.
But what if good happens?
Mais qu'est-ce qui si de bonnes choses passent?
I have a friend.
J'ai un ami.
He was involved in a drunk driver accident.
J'ai un ami, il était impliqué dans un accident qui a fait un ivre.
As a result, he became a Christian.
Et après, comme résultat, il est devenu chrétien.
So, what is his testimony? I was hit by a drunk driver and I became a Christian. And I tell him, no, that's not your testimony. I had shared Christ with you. A number of other people shared Christ with you. You had a cataclysmic event. Sometimes the disease events are from God or from Satan. Like the prodigal son, you came to yourself and responded to the call of God. But that cataclysmic event was neither here nor there. If he became a Christian because of a drunk driver, then we should all meet on Wednesday nights and all drink vodka and go out and crash into people so they will receive Christ. We have to think biblically. He says he saw Jesus and became a Christian. Well, he had a cataclysmic event, but he didn't see Jesus. Why would Satan have a spiritual figure appear to him? Because now, instead of talking about being a witness about the Word of God, he can talk about a vision. If indeed he had one,
how did you receive Christ? Not the long story, but just did someone lead you to Christ?
Dis-nous une longue histoire, mais peut-être que quelqu'un t'a conduit à Christ à un moment ou ton.
Okay. How about you?
Qu'en est-il de toi?
Retreat.
Pendant un retreat. Ça, c'est comme ça que j'ai reçu Christ. Pendant le temps du cours d'instruction orale de l'une en
classe,
combien de personnes ont appris à partir de vous à partir de ton expérience? Personne.
Personne.
Et ils veulent que tu écrives un livre? Ils veulent que tu fasses une vidéo? Est-ce que tu as été dans des grands plateaux pour expliquer ces choses?
But if any of you three
mais si l'un d'entre vous le
croit,
est prêt à dire,
I saw Jesus,
j'ai vu Jésus-Christ,
you'll get a book,
vous allez voir un livre,
a movie,
et vous allez écouter un film,
and a platform.
Et avoir une plateforme.
Huh? Is that true?
Est-ce cela vrai?
Is that true or false?
Est-ce cela vrai ou faux?
That's true. And so that's why you have this industry of Jesus seers. Plus it frees us from witnessing, doesn't it? Muslims, Russians,
communists,
the gospel is impotent. They have to see Jesus. Is that what the Bible says? No, it says it's the power of God for salvation. So no, they didn't see Jesus. They didn't go to heaven. They didn't go to hell. I have the word of God. You have their word. You decide where you stand. I will stand with Jesus. People are going to be saved because God is calling them. An experience is neither affirmed nor denied by their salvation. Experience is affirmed or denied by the Word of God. If you allow him to die and see God and Jesus and heaven and come back, then you free your teenage children to have sex outside of
marriage.
A man in our church had an operation. He claimed to have died and gone to heaven. He saw one of the grandmothers in the church who had died. She was in a rocking chair. And she was holding one of the babies who had died. He saw a lot of people in the church who had died. They were all hanging around and talking and fellowshipping. And he was going to give this testimony. And I went to the pastor. Do not allow this. It is against Scripture. Much harm will come from it. He just had a dream. Or a false vision. Don't do this. But the pastor said, well, who knows what kind of experience he has? I said, we do. We don't have the Bible for nothing. Some man says, I love my secretary, I want to sleep with her. We say, that's a false experience. Love your wife. We have that authority. But he let him do it. They have one of the biggest attendances of any church service. They had the largest offering of any church service in the history of the church, and a great praise time afterwards. So he called me.
He
said, what do you think? And I said, I was not there. It was wrong. It should not happen. And he laughed at me. The next morning, the chairman of the deacons came by to see me. He said, did you go?
He
said, no, the whole thing was a fabrication. It was a lie of Satan.
He
said, I wish I hadn't gone. I said, why? Well, my teenage daughter no longer wants to go to church. I said, why? She sang in the praise team. She was a nice Christian girl. Very active. She said, our youth pastor, and called him by name, had told us in heaven we would have perfect bodies. That we would come before the judgment seat of Christ and be pronounced not guilty. That we would spend eternity worshiping in Jesus in fellowship. None of these things are true. According to this man's vision, were any of those things true? So what else is in the Bible that's not true? Why should I study the Bible? It's not true. See what harm can occur? They didn't see Jesus. They didn't go to heaven. They didn't go to hell. If you want to know about Jesus and heaven and hell, you go to the written word of God.
Okay.
Now we'll close with the last verse. Revelation
22:18-19.
Now that was the verse for the ladies. So if one of the ladies would read that, please.
I want everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this day. If anyone asks anything to them, God will ask to him the place to describe the people. And if anyone takes word away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him to share.
Now, when I was a university student, there was a businessman who used to come speak on campus. His name was Gene Ward. And Billy Graham called him the greatest lay witness of the 20th century. Layman. Yeah. And he believed in eternal security. And somebody would share with him the passage about the unfaithful servant who is thrown out into the outer darkness. And you say, what does that mean? He said, does it mean you'll lose your salvation? He said, what does it mean? He said, don't do that. I don't know what it means, but it's not good. Don't do it. The Bible says, don't add to or take away from Scripture. Everybody wants to know what these consequences mean. I'm not sure. The Bible says there are higher things. Isaiah 55. So I'm not, but I do know what do not add to or take away means. We don't do it. We do not exceed what is written. We don't add information about heaven and hell. We don't take away information about heaven. We don't add information about how many times we die. We don't take away that information. We are students of the written word of God. Here's Adam and Eve. They're in the world. They could spend a million years studying the sky. A million years studying the animals. A million years studying the plants. A million years mapping. A million years doing microbiology. A million years doing astronomy. But where do we find them? At the tree.
On the
knowledge. God says, you can spend your whole life hearing, reading, meditating, memorizing, studying the written word of God. It will be as new the first time you review the verse as the millionth time you review it. You can preach the same passage every Sunday for 20 years and get something new the 21st year. There it is. And where do we find ourselves? At the Navigator Bible Study? Or at the glorious miracle crusade?
ou à la croisade miraculeuse et glorieuse, ou avec des fausses prophéties, avec des fausses visions, avec des fausses expériences,
where are you going to be?
Où alors, où est-ce que vous allez aller?
What are you going to read?
Qu'est-ce que vous allez lire?
May God bless the teaching of His holy word.
Que Dieu bénisse l'enseignement de sa sainte parole.
In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Au nom de Jésus-Christ, nous prions.